we petitioned the British and Irish government for over 10 years for a public inquiry into the circumstances around the Neoma bomb. And just over a year ago, the British government made a decision, and that decision was that there would be no public inquiry. So we felt, while we're glad that they made a decision, we felt it was the wrong decision. So we went to court yesterday to challenge that decision.
Some of the families are of the firm belief, are they not, that this atrocity could have been avoided?
Well, I am one of those families, Greg. I do believe that had the authorities on both sides of the border acted more prudently, that bomb, that atrocity was avoidable. That's the sad reality of it. And it's a very big hurdle that we are up against, challenging both the British and Irish governments to tell the truth about it. We delivered a report over 2 years ago to both the British and Irish governments. And as I've said, the British government have responded. We are still waiting on a response from the Irish government. Unfortunately, we have not had that. And there are serious issues around how intelligence was handled. These are very, very serious concerns. And whilst we are, of course, watching what's happening in Dublin with the penalty point system, we have written to TDs, and we have buried 31 people, and yet no one seems to be interested in what happened here.
How frustrating is that? Because you are convinced, I'm sure, there are people with information, there are truths to be found, and there are wrongs to be exposed. And in this day and age, many people would find it hard to believe that the governments aren't supporting families to that end.
Well, Enda Kenny met with the families regularly before he became Taoiseach. But when he came into government, we were not given any meetings, despite the fact that he said he would meet with us, and he's met with many, many other victims. So it is soul-destroying. But as far as the British government is concerned, we have bypassed the politicians, and we're taking our case to court. And I would suspect in due course we will probably take the Irish government to court. But we really feel that the TDs need to engage with the families.
And you would anticipate this being a long process, wouldn't you? I mean, yesterday you were in court. There are many avenues open to you. Regardless of how this goes, I presume you're going to pursue all of those avenues.
Absolutely. Yesterday was a very, very important first step. We applied to the courts for permission to have a judicial review of the Secretary of State's decision. And we our legal team presented very good evidence. The judge will go away and look at that evidence. And, you know, in the next maybe 4 or 5 weeks, he will come back and make a decision. And again, if he makes the wrong decision, we will go to appeal. This is something that we cannot allow to be brushed under the carpet. And I think, whilst we fully support the PSNI and the Garda Síochána, there was systemic failings in the lead-up to the Neoma bomb and shortly after it. And if those are not examined in a public and transparent way, then we risk repeating those mistakes.